To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Brunch just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
62 degrees right now, a little bit cloudy. Sun should start to break through a little after noon.
Okay.
High of 72 this weekend should be very nice. High of 76 tomorrow, high of 77 Sunday. Your Bills game forecast looks like mid to high 70s.
Like perfect weather.
Yeah, for a 1 o'clock Sunday October game. Well, September for now. Yeah, September game.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. A game you can listen to Sunday, 1 o'clock live right here on 96.5 WCMF. And we got a lot of time to get to that today on Football Friday. I want to start with this might be a hard conversation to have. Well, Kimmy, because, like, you know, when your parents start to get older, you have to start, like, sitting down with them and saying, like, hey, you know, and you're not our parent, but you're older than them.
Just have to discuss some things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just, you know, moving forward.
Okay.
Just in case situations.
What happened?
Well, no, nothing happened. We're a very regimented show. You know this if you listen.
Mm.
I get here at a certain time. You get here right at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Kimmy wanders in 5 minutes after, and we do our thing. And if any of that is ever off,
we assume the worst.
Yeah. So this morning, we forgot you had an errand to run before work.
Yes, I had to run my wife to the airport.
Yeah. So, 5:05 goes by, you're not here. 5:10, 5:15, 5:20. Kimmy starts, she's starting to get, like, actually nervous.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I know he's not on a coffee run.
Yeah.
Or if he is, he didn't text me.
So she's thinking about Starbucks.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually what holds you up a little bit.
But I always let you know.
Yeah, that's why I was worried.
I give the alert.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't get an alert.
But I told you guys I had to take her to
dinner. You didn't actually tell us.
Yes, I told you.
No, you said she was going. You didn't say she was taking her.
I don't know if you said it was like before the show.
But that's okay.
That's all right.
So here's the thing. During the show, like during the day, you know, we all get together for like 20 minutes and then we start to spin off like fighter jets. Kimmy spins off at 20 after 5. We hang out for 10 minutes and have a lot of fun while Kimmy's not here. I spin off at 5:30. Well, now it's 5:30. You're not even here yet.
Yeah.
Right? And now I got to do my spin off. I can't. I got to leave formation and my goose is not even here.
I hit the door. 5:30.
Okay, all right. So Kimmy and I realized in this conversation, while you weren't here, that you are so old.
How old am I?
That we assume if anything is off of the schedule, that
you are dead, hurt somewhere,
you are
had
in
a
hospital.
Heart attack.
Yeah, something terrible has happened.
I had a stroke.
But we didn't want to call you and say that because we thought you would be offended.
Oh, you could.
Well, no, like, hey.
You offend me all day. Yeah, what's the difference of this?
See, this is why you can't have these conversations with the elderly people.
We just got to wait it out and hope for the best.
All right, so in an effort to not hurt your feelings from this point forward, I think it would be best if you shared your phone location with Kimmy and I.
What do you mean?
So we can see you.
Yeah, where you are at all times.
I see the little Tommy dot on our map.
You know how this works, right?
No.
You don't do this with your wife?
No.
Okay. So I can send you a request on my phone.
I'm not. Wait a minute. You're going to see where I'm walking?
Where you are at all times.
I do the same thing every day.
We can even see where you are in the building.
It's going to be here or Wegmans.
No, I know. You do the same thing every day, which
that's
is why we were
concerned.
Yeah, worried. No, I mean, Tommy, look. Your wife is asleep normally at this time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if something were to happen to you.
So we're tasked with looking out for you.
Yeah.
We're all tasked with looking out for each other.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
Y'all don't need looking after. Y'all kids.
No. Okay. Well, it's okay.
My alarm didn't go off one morning. Pat kept calling me to make sure I was awake.
Well, that was more because I didn't want to have to do what you do.
Sure.
But in this case here, look, You're not doing anything nefarious. Like, you're not trying to hide anything.
No.
Okay. So, like, if we're worried about you and this happens again and we don't know, I mean, I think it would be better for everybody if we could
just humiliate me.
Why? See, this is what I mean.
Put a tag on me and then release me back into the old man wild.
That's actually exactly what this
mutual
is.
Mutual Volvo House. Wild Kingdom.
No, bro. I mean, look. I think your wife would be happy about this because it's an extra set of eyes on you. It would make us feel a hell of a lot better in the morning if you were.
Well, what
here.
Would you do anyway?
Well, if we could see that you are somewhere where you shouldn't be, we can either contact your wife, we can go find you, we can call the police.
No, this is like big brother police state.
Well, what? This is for your
like
own.
Gestapo.
It's for your own good.
KGB.
It's for your own.
Running out of letters.
Why?
I mean, you say you're nervous sometimes in the parking garage.
You're nervous.
So we could see if all of a sudden, like, you stop moving in the parking garage, something's happening.
I'm slumped over on the ground.
But we could come get you and find you and maybe save you. Look.
Tripped over an e-bike or something. You're stuck on the stairs. Help!
What would that sound like?
Help!
Well, you'd hear me.
My legs will be hooked.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of this.
Why?
Oh, mocking my ass.
No. We're only mocking you because it's appropriate, this conversation. Yeah. I mean, in all sincerity, wouldn't you want someone there?
Not really.
To be able to rescue you?
No.
Save your little life?
Just want to keep it a mystery to everybody?
I've been fine for 66 years getting around.
Yeah, but that's a funny thing
about
life.
That's what they all say.
You're fine until you're not.
Well, yeah, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, all right. I mean, look.
Let me look into it.
No, I can do it right now.
No, I'll look in. Let me look into it, the terms and agreements.
There's nothing to look into.
I'll let my attorney look at it.
You don't have an attorney.
Let my wife's attorney look at it.
It's very simple. What I do is I send you a request via text message. You just click accept sharing location.
Yeah.
And then from this moment on, no matter what you are doing, I can just click on your face on my phone and I will see where you are moving
okay.
at all times.
I
do it with my kids.
Yeah. So let me. Oh, great. So let me. Let me run that up the flagpole at home, see what happens,
okay.
And I'll get back to you on that.
Do not ask your wife, because she's going to immediately say you should do this.
No kidding.
I'm surprised she doesn't track you.
Yeah, what's up with that?
She knows where I'm at.
Well, no, she doesn't, because she doesn't track you.
I go home, I walk the dog, I take a walk, I'm back home. What's the track?
This is a big thing.
I have things are out of routine. Yeah. Like, she's not going to be like looking at you while you're walking the dog. It's when you don't come back. For like an hour, that's when she's going to get worried and check.
Yeah, but you'll find me next spring. That's how you find old men when they go missing, right? Springtime to find them in a cornfield.
252 WCMF. Tommy was 30 minutes late this morning, dropping off his wife at the airport, which he didn't tell us about, which is fine. I mean, you know, we're not your bosses. But
yeah, I know I told y'all.
I'm telling you, you didn't, because both of us would have remembered. Yeah. One of us would have remembered. But because he was 30 minutes late and he's never late, Kimmy and I started thinking the worst because, you know, you're old and you're feeble and, you know, anything can happen.
And the compliments are flying.
Well, no, again, see,
you're old, you're feeble,
is,
you're dead.
This is why it's
you're going to go missing.
So hard.
Let's track your ass.
To have this conversation with, you know, the older people in your life. Because this is out of...
This is us trying to keep you alive as long as possible.
Yeah, we're concerned for
you. Yeah, which I thought was not your goal.
No, it is.
Boy, that was reassuring.
No,
I would look like a bad person, so no.
Going back to the idea...
Yeah. If we didn't care, then we wouldn't want to do this for you.
Yeah.
It sounds like my mother now.
Well, I mean, she's your work mom. She's your work mom.
That is... So uncomfortable.
Would you rather her be your work wife?
How about no work, nothing?
Because my wife refers to Kimmy as my work wife, and
that
makes me super
uncomfortable. Term,
I don't like it.
Creeps me out so much.
Strange. I think of this more as like a sibling like relationship.
I agree with you. Yes, I agree.
Work sis, work bro.
I agreed, but
even that's bad.
My wife,
you don't want to be my work bro?
No, man, you don't want to be my work sis.
I'd rather be work sis and work mom.
True.
Also, my wife has, without your permission at all, laid my health and safety at your feet.
Oh, I did not. I didn't know I was tasked with this responsibility.
No, just anything at all at work. Like, if something goes wrong, it's I think my wife thinks it's Kimmy's responsibility
Well, that one time you had to leave abruptly, Tommy and I, we delivered your car
back
home.
You did do that, and you bitched the whole time, and then you made fun of my wife's plants collection.
Yes.
So, I am going back to this whole location sharing.
Yeah,
sharing the location with us so we know where you are. You might be the only couple in America that doesn't share locations with
my
each
wife.
Other.
And
yeah,
I don't actually share. I share my location with my two friends,
but not your husband.
No.
Your husband's a firefighter and you don't share locations?
Why would I? Why? What is it? Well, I mean, he's a firefighter.
It's not. It's a somewhat dangerous job.
Yeah.
Right?
But what am I going to do? Go to a fire?
Run into the flaming building?
And grab an axe and like march into the building?
Get out of my way! No, like me and my wife and kids, we all share locations.
I get the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have like, I am kind of like Tommy in that like we kind of have our routine that we do every day. And it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, it doesn't change. Like I get rarely, like your wife takes one daughter, goes over here. You go other daughter over there. That makes sense because you're off in two different directions. There is seldom where my wife and I are both out at the same time in two different directions. It's maybe twice a month.
Well, and you need to time things out a lot.
Yeah.
So you got to know like when your wife's going to be home, when you're going to be home. When, you know, get your kids places.
And when I retire, I'll just be there.
Sure.
I'll just be some old fazuck in a chair.
No, whatever fantasy you have of having enough money to retire, that's great for you. See,
well, either way, I have to retire.
He's already delusional, thinking he has enough money to retire.
Well, no, I get my social, baby.
Bro, that's gone in like 2 weeks.
Oh, you know.
I can't wait. Whoa. 252 WCMF. Tommy was half an hour late today, dropping his wife off at the airport, but he didn't tell us, and we thought something had happened to him. And Kimmy and I, worried while he was not here, decided it was time to confront him and maybe talk him into sharing his phone location with us at all times, which you are not into. I don't get what the worst, what's a negative here?
It's humiliating.
But no one would know but us and all of our loyal listeners. Yeah, that's 6-12 of the board. No, but no one would know.
I would know. It's humiliating.
Why?
It's like you're too old to take care of yourself.
Yes,
like
that's what we're saying. Yes.
I need a diaper. I got to turn me into the home. I'm going to be in one of them little buses going to Wegmans with my little cart.
Hey, buddy, listen.
Wearing a diaper.
Listen. If you're sharing your location with us, we're also sharing our location with you.
Yeah,
so this is
both ways.
Yeah, it's all three of us
I
looking out for each
have
other.
To, though.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Actually, our good friend Mary just called. Uh-huh. She did want to point out that it's possible that his wife is tracking him and he doesn't know.
Oh, that's true. I don't know.
It would be pretty easy for her to do.
Yeah. I mean, she did take the iPhone class that you laughed
at.
Yes, so she would know how to do it more than you
would. Ain't going to sit in a goddamn class learn how to talk on a phone.
Got that?
Talk for a living.
How about you take a class first, learn how to talk into a microphone? How about that? Lisa writes us on Instagram. She says, I bet Tommy's wife already has a location on and he doesn't even know it. How many wives are tracking their husbands without their knowledge?
Oh.
Is that bad?
Well, if you got, like, but what,
hide it?
There's only two reasons to track, right?
Mm-hmm.
You old?
Yeah.
Are you messing?
Oh, I don't think it's old, and I don't think it's...
I think it's messing.
I don't even think it's the messing.
Bro, why else you need it?
I do think that there is a comfort to being able to pull up your phone at all times and knowing where your partner is.
I wouldn't even think to do that. Like, that doesn't even concern me.
That makes like you a bad husband.
My wife went to BJ's and Eastview Mall. I hope she's all right.
I wonder how many couples track each other secretly just to point out bad shopping habits.
I catch my wife doing that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like you're under surveillance.
And then make a few other stops.
But that's surveillance.
Yeah.
That's not even concern. You want to know if I'm at the liquor store or if she ran to Whole Foods. I mean, who the hell cares?
If who the hell cares, then do it.
Let me get back to you.
Okay, all right.
I got to look at a few things.
All right, if your wife came to you today and said, I want to share locations, you got to fight her on it?
No, I got to do it.
Say, oh, look, he's coughing. He's dying right now. Say, we need to share locations. He's got tuberculosis.
Of course, I got to do it.
Okay.
I don't want to do it, but, you know, I'm under wife point. I got to do.
It's just so funny. You don't even do anything.
That's my point.
No, but the fact of the matter is that you don't do anything. I got to hide not doing anything for my wife.
I got two ex-wives and a fiance that should have had this. Right?
Yeah.
That absolutely.
I was a scuzzy, bad prostitute cheating, out of state cheating piece of crap.
Okay.
And they should have had it. I cleaned my act up.
What?
I'm a good boy now.
You're saying like you deserve to be trusted at this point.
I cleaned my whole act up. I'm down to two drinks a night.
It's four.
I'm on Weight Watchers.
Well,
what else is left?
Your wife wants to be on Tommy Watchers, and you won't let her.
Oh, my God, man. It's like enough. I feel like a dish rag that's been wrung dry.
Well, all right. Do you want this?
What do I get a little Tommy time? I said it.
Do you want this, or do you want Rich's suggestion on Instagram?
I don't want no Rich suggestion.
Tommy needs Life Alert. Would you rather have us looking out for you, or are you having a Life Alert?
I technically have one with this Apple Watch now.
That's true.
So if I fall down or if I get into a car accident... It kind of like, if you don't do anything, it alerts you, because it happened to me the other day when I was shaking out a broom.
you were shaking a broom and it like
I was banging it, you know, to get the crap off of it. And all of a sudden, the thing starts going nuts. It says SOS. I said, what? I didn't touch this thing. It's like, I guess from the motion of like my wrist slamming on the broom. It almost called the cops or the ambulance.
All right. Look, I'll have my wife text your wife and we'll figure out if the.
No, don't get your wife.
No,
why are you getting your wife involved?
Because we're all one big family here.
No, we're not. I want a divorce. I'm going to run away from home.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This seems like a pretty cut and dry situation.
What happened?
Although there is a scenario in which this woman could be in the right.
Okay.
Even though police were called in this situation and she ended up arrested.
Oh.
You hanging out in the break room, watch this classic rock 96.5. WCMF, we have in front of us.
We got
another one of our famous break room one-line stories.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Quote, a 43-year-old woman was arrested in Batavia after police say she failed to pay at a restaurant, started fighting, and then ran from police.
So she didn't really dine and dash, it doesn't sound like. It sounds like she had an issue.
Bingo.
And then just ran out of the joint?
Refused to pay, started fighting, and then ran from police. Okay. She's been charged with petty larceny, resisting arrest, obstruction. Court date coming up, that's all we know.
Okay.
So there are two ways the story could go. To your point earlier, this could have been a dine and dash.
Didn't seem.
It's just really slow.
Yeah, I was going to say. Normally you try to interact with the least amount of people possible when you're running
dash
out.
Part.
Yeah.
You got it. This could also be refusing to pay for a meal that was not what you thought it would be.
Right.
Or that you thought came out terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So let's break this down.
Mm.
In your opinion, should you pay for a meal at a restaurant no matter what?
So let's say it would have to be so goddamn awful, right? No. That you just, it was unedible.
Well, I'm asking you.
I mean, it's never happened. So like if somebody served me something, I can't even get it down, man.
Well, I mean, that's definitely not you. I've seen you get down a lot.
Why were you there?
You know. You know. I mean, look, you've been very disappointed by meals. I'm sure everybody has.
But not to that point where I was like, you know, I'm not giving you anything for this. I'm going to stiff the waitress. So to me, I mean, I would also think like the business just wants to make it right.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, let's just fix this, or what do you want?
Look, I agree.
But it sounds like neither of them, unless she was looking for a fight.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
But she also fled, right?
Well, no, it says that she ran away when the cops got there, at least according to the allegations here. All right, this story aside, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Is there a scenario that you can see yourself refusing to pay for a meal?
I don't think so. I think I would rather just pay and never go back again.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, unless there was a thumb in there or something. You know what I mean? It might have to be like something grotesque, like a hand coming out of my linguine.
Okay. All right. But here's the thing, man. Like, you know, going out to eat now is unbelievably expensive.
Yeah.
So if you make that commitment to sit down, I mean, you choose a restaurant over hundreds in the greater Rochester area. You sit down, you are paying way more today, and it's not the restaurant's fault, right? It's everything outside of it.
Yeah.
Than you would have 5, 10 years ago. For you to now have to muscle through something that you don't actually enjoy or was not what you thought it was going to be, I mean, I don't see it as inappropriate to say, I don't want this.
But are you not going to pay for it?
Well, if I'm not going to eat
it. Let's say I don't want, you say, this isn't what I thought, I don't want this. And they're like, oh, well, can we get you something else?
And that's what they'll usually do. They'll usually try to fix it.
There are some places that do get abrasive with that. Because again, think about this. You know, we talk about the cost for us. The cost for the restaurants are also up. They can't just eat meals like they eat in the, you know, metaphorical sense.
Because I'm guessing this restaurant was like a standard, I'm guessing, regular. I mean, I don't think there's any, there ain't no fine dining in Batavia.
There is fine dining in Batavia.
Unless you're at Batavia Downs.
No, the place across from Batavia Downs. What's the ribs place? Alex's place. That place is really nice.
It's a rib joint, though.
No, well, it's Rib Steakhouse. It's really, I like it.
All right.
I love guy who
I've never been.
Okay. You are doing a lot of things that annoy the hell out of me right now.
What was that?
First of all, you're creating a story in your head that you're now telling back
to me. Country-ass diner.
For a story that you did not know about.
Her grits were a little runny. Now she pissed.
We have no details other than, again, quote, 43-year-old woman arrested in Batavia after police say she failed to pay at a restaurant, started fighting, and then ran for police. Those are the only details we have. You're creating a new story. Then, when's the last time you were in Batavia?
It's been a while.
Okay. You're going to sit here and go, there's no fine dining in Batavia.
Fine dining?
No, I'm sure there's fine dining everywhere.
No, there ain't fine dining everywhere.
Yes, there
really is. Every suburb has like a special spot.
I mean, you have like low, high-end dining. The other thing about this story, was she eating alone?
It doesn't say.
Oh, yeah.
Because you think there'd be somebody with her.
Unless she was with kids or something.
I mean, no, it could also have been a situation where, you know, you got a husband or a boyfriend that's just got his head down. Like, no.
That
no,
I get.
No.
Yes.
I could see this turning into purely an ego thing, because if she says, I don't like this, I'm not paying for it, the restaurant says, well, actually, yes, you are. And now, even though you don't want to necessarily take it to that level, well, I've already taken my stance, and now I have to stick with it, and now we're going to see where this goes.
Yeah, no, you're right. I do wonder what the law says about the trouble you'd be in if you refused to pay for a meal. Like, you ordered it, you take a bite of it. Oh, God, no. If the restaurant insists you pay, and you say, no, I'm not, what does the law say is the right thing that happens there?
Mm. I would think you still have to pay for it. I mean, you are a customer. You were served something that cost money.
Yeah, but
whether or not it was cooked properly or to your liking.
I just can't believe like the business would let it get to that point instead of just shutting it down.
You're right. We're doing a lot of speculation. I mean, this could also be someone that's just like the waiter decided they don't like, I'm gonna hold your feet to the fire.
I mean, I do think, like, what if they ate it too and then decided they didn't like it? Because you know what I remember this happening was at the ice cream shop. Like, I remember people coming back after eating a large size ice cream cone saying, you know, I didn't like that, or that's not what I thought it was. That's not the flavor I thought, but you clearly ate the majority of this already.
All right. In your opinion, how many bites can you take of a meal before you can say, I don't like this, I'm not paying for it?
I would say, like, if you ingested a third of it and it's just like, this sucks.
Okay,
like, gave it a couple of shots, you're going, man, this ain't happening.
Would you agree with that, Kimmy?
Yeah, I mean, give it enough to, like, try it, you know, dig through it a little bit.
Here's the problem, though. Let's say you get your meal and it's, man, this ain't happening.
Sure.
So send it back. Next meal comes out, same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's going on here, man? You handed me back the same thing here, man.
Well, okay, if I go to a restaurant, I've never done this before, and I can't see a scenario where I would, but if it's so bad, I'm not giving them another run. I'm just going to get up and go to fast food.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. But there's people that I always am embarrassed when people send food back.
Agree.
Especially dudes. When I see a dude send food back, I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, man? That's fair. And like past the embarrassment of it, like if something comes out and I go, this is terrible. Right? Because I'm insulting whoever made it.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do
is get another plate of food.
Yes, allow them to send me another plate of food.
Because there's going
to
be some special sauce on that plate.
Thank you. Like, I'll leave. you guys have the rest of the night to yourselves at this table, and we'll call it a wash.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, again, like...
But there's some people that, man, you know, they won't let it go.
Okay, but that's the problem with this story, is you're letting your judgment be clouded by people you know who are just like, this sucks.
And there are some people, too, that just sit down at the table, and they're just miserable.
Yeah.
And whatever comes out is going to suck. Like, they're just... They're not happy people. They're just there to be effing miserable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you have to admit
that. And they're looking for a reason to be pissed.
I agree with you. And maybe that's the case here if the allegations are true. But you have to admit there are scenarios where you could look at something and go, oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I understand that. But I think that's so rare that you're going to get food that is so unedible. Like, you just look at it and go, this is nasty.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I've never had that. Yeah. I've never been served a plate of food I could not eat that I can think of.
I had that happen to me once, and the restaurant took it back. Like, I didn't say anything.
They
came over, and I don't know if other people, it was raw, and I was and I was thinking, like, I dug in, and I was like, maybe it's supposed to be that way. It didn't seem like it, but I'm like, I'll just eat around it for now. And the waitress came back, she's like, is that salmon not cooked?
Oh,
and
I was like, you can get really sick,
no.
Man.
And she was like, yeah, I'm going to take this back. And she took my plate. And I can't remember if they gave me a new one or if they just, like, either way, they didn't take the meal off.
Oh, they still charge you for it.
Yeah. Like, I think I got, like, a salad or something instead because I just wanted it quick, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't remember them taking anything off the bill, but I think everybody in the restaurant also had the same issue, so maybe they couldn't afford to.
But that's horse crap because you didn't. All right, so there's one instance in my life, and it was like a counter service place, right? Where it was my daughter and I, we went and got something, and it was chicken, and we both like took a bite, and the chicken was totally raw in the middle, completely raw. So I go back up, and I'm super nice, and I go, hey, listen, it was later, it was like 7-8 o'clock at night. I go, you know, chicken's raw. If I could just get another one, and the woman was super rude, and she's like, we're out of it. And I'm like, okay. I go, if you wanted to, you could just cook this again, and she's like, we can't do that. And I was like, okay. And she goes, what do you want me to do? And I was like, I'd like my money back if that's okay. And she goes, well, I can only give you a gift card. And I go, well, I don't think I'm coming back here anymore after this interaction. So, like, she had to go get a manager, and I had to negotiate. But, like, to your point a second ago about, like, they're going to go out of their way to make you happy.
Yeah.
They were more annoyed that I was like, I don't want to eat
how
raw chicken.
Yeah.
And I was cool the whole time.
Yeah.
I also wonder if it's a reoccurring issue, if that's what agitates the server because they just like deal with it all day.
Okay.
It's almost like they're not mad at you. They're just mad at the situation that they keep getting put in.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to eat this.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
You'll get sick.
All right. So I guess the moral of the story is eat it and shut up or we're going to call it a cop.
Choke it down.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know what's great about the NFL?
Everything, Patrick.
Yeah. Star power.
Oh, yeah?
Every game you turn on, there are going to be players who you know and you love to watch perform.
Yeah.
And every team in the NFL has at least one superstar that you are familiar with. Well, almost every team, right? Because this week, the Bills are going to see an opponent that we don't see just period, right?
Yeah.
Right, we don't play the NFC South, like, ever. And this team that we're not used to, let's just say, will not have a lot, any household names.
None.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Bills walk into the Saints game as a roster with some big names that folks love to watch play.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Allen, obviously the headliner. Mm-hmm. James Cook is quickly becoming must-see TV around the league. Deion Dawkins, offensive lineman, although you don't focus on him, he's got so many great sound bites now, he is becoming a name.
Yeah.
Also, newcomer Joey Bosa has been playing very, very well. And there is a reason why the NFL puts this Bills team in primetime any chance they can. People want to watch the stars. The Saints, on the other hand.
Yeah, what they got?
They don't have a star power, the star power like Buffalo has. In fact, you can argue they don't have a star at all.
Really?
All right. The easiest thing to do is name a quarterback for an NFL team.
Yeah.
Tommy, who plays quarterback for the Saints?
James Carville, the Raging Cajun.
Oh, guarantee, not him, but close.
I have no idea.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the name of the Saints starting quarterback?
You should.
I'm pretty sure it's still Spencer Rattler.
Spencer
right?
Rattler.
Yeah. Rattler.
A fifth round pick last
season. Wait, the snake? Spencer the snake?
The biggest name on this Saints roster might be running back Alvin Kamara, who was a very talented player, but he is now on the wrong side of 30. Their star wide receiver, Chris Olave. Their biggest defensive threat, Carl Granderson. And if you're a deep, deep, deep NFL fan, you are kind of familiar with these names. Mm-hmm. But if you are just someone who turns on the games on Sundays and you go up and down this roster, I'm telling you, forget stars.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a name you even recognize.
Yeah. Damn. Are they mostly young? Or are they old?
And, no, like it's a mix. It's
rejects.
All.
Drifters, alcoholics, bitter loners.
Everything under the sun. Go ahead and hit them.
Everybody
that.
You'll find at a bus station.
That's how they picked the roster this year. And that brings us to the question.
What is it?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Bills are 3-0. There is a pretty good chance, knock on wood, that they move to 4-0 on Sunday. Mm. Do you want to watch the Bills beat up on a team of unknowns, or do you want to watch a game of two star power-filled teams where victory is less than guaranteed for your Buffalo Bills? I mean, think of the game this Sunday.
Yeah.
Or Chiefs-Ravens, right? That's going to be star power all over the place, right?
Oh, yeah.
If the 49ers were to come to town like they did last year, you got Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, the other Bosa brother, right? On Monday night, the Ravens and Lions played, and it was just star power everywhere. The game was great. It went down to the wire, and that's what gets football fans going.
Yeah.
But when you're playing one of those games, it's also stressful as hell as a fan.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Like, you get to see your favorite players in the NFL do superhuman things to overcome talent on the other side of the ball.
You have to be so perfect.
Yes, exactly.
No mistakes.
Like, you know, yes, Kimmy, like, when we play the Ravens or the Chiefs, you know, it's like,
can't
you
be coughing anything up.
Score. You got to score every time you have the ball.
You're good.
252 WCMF. If you can choose one game to watch for the rest of your life, is it unknowns versus superstars, or do you want your favorite team playing against another best team in the league?
I think you want your best going up against the best. Because, like, if you watch a blowout, there's no satisfaction.
Oh, yeah?
Because if you blow them out.
Yeah, oh, no, it's not a thing.
Coming from the guy who picks the bleh out every week.
A weekly bleh.
Southern Rattler bleh. I'm just saying, like, because there's no satisfaction. Like, because you're a deep fan and, like, you're going to go, well, that's the team you should beat.
Yeah.
And if you don't beat them, what the hell happened here?
Sure, yeah,
and
yeah, right.
Like, it's just. I don't think there's any satisfaction of crushing the Saints. To your point, they're a bunch of nobodies.
Okay.
So like you always wanted to beat the Patriots when Tom Brady was quarterback.
Sure, yeah.
You know, if he ain't there, you didn't beat the Patriots.
Well, you did, though, because that's just it. I discovered after Tom Brady left, beating the Patriots without him, still feels pretty damn good. Feels pretty damn good.
It's sloppy seconds, man.
Okay, don't care. A win
Maybe
is a win.
Thirds.
They don't ask.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They don't ask how. They ask how many.
You don't want to be the fourth guy back there.
Look.
You know what I'm saying.
You know, going back to that opening night against Baltimore, right?
That was a hell of a game.
It was
maybe the best game of the year.
I agree with you. It was unbelievable. You watch Josh Allen and James Cook and Derrick Henry and Keon Coleman and Lamar Jackson play out of their minds.
And you understand why
minutes.
They get so much money.
100%.
When you watch that game.
100%. That being said, I wanted to puke the whole time.
Right.
I wanted to puke the whole time. And then you go to the next week versus the Jets, and yeah, you're right. You're beating a team that you should beat. But I felt just as satisfied the week after. Kimmy, am I wrong here?
What do you mean, like, just as satisfied the week after? With their next win?
Yeah, I mean, whether you beat up on a team that you should win or you go down to the wire against a team that has a whole bunch of talent on the other side.
It's satisfying if you beat up on that team that you're supposed to beat up on. Because, you know, every now and then the Bills keep those games a little too close for comfort. And, and that, to me, is not a game that I would like to watch.
Okay.
This has got to be their
lowest.
Even
if they win, because you're just like, these are a bunch of nobodies. You should be crushing this team.
Well, to your point, I'm sorry, Tommy. I don't mean to cut you off.
All right, yeah.
Jay writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, careful what you say.
Yeah.
Green Bay just lost to the Clowns. He means the Browns on Sunday. Oh. They're an NFL team any given Sunday.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I'm kind of with them because there's when the Bills are playing like these teams where they are huge favorites, the Bills have more to lose.
Yeah, you're right.
Bills have way more to lose.
You're right.
So if they get up by... Let's say they really start to pour it on.
Yeah.
And they're up by two touchdowns.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to be just... I'm going to be bored.
Okay, no. See, that's where you and I differ, because I just love to sit back and enjoy.
I know. I know you do.
It's like I got cruise control of my car for the first time. Look at it go. I'm not even touching the pedal. Look at it go right there.
I mean, I like to see entertainment on both sides of the ball.
Well, yeah, but you're not a fan, though.
I'm not. I'm not. I am not a fan. I look at football as purely entertainment. Mm-hmm. It ain't religion. None of these guys matter.
I'm better than you guys.
I am so much better than you guys.
I'm better than everybody right now, guys. Check me out.
I'm a casual, and I only root for them when they win.
I would argue the Bills are more important than religion to most people in Western New York.
You're absolutely right.
There's no church that's got 72,000 people in Western New York showing up every Sunday.
Yeah, but there are some in New Orleans.
Not wrong about that.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, the Bills take on the Saints on Sunday, and unless you are a deep, hardcore football fan, you are hard-pressed to name more than one Saint on this roster, and we're having this discussion. You know, you compare the opener against Baltimore, where you have two teams with some of the biggest stars in the league, versus a game coming up where you're going to have star power on the Bills' side running up against a team that they should handle easily. Which one do you prefer? Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I know it's early.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thanks for reminding.
What do you got, buddy?
Hey, at least I'm not late like Tommy was. So I honestly would much rather watch the Bills absolutely destroy a team. Because as somebody who was around when the Bills were the team that other teams would destroy, it's amazing watching like this kind of revenge story.
Ooh, that's a good take.
So you look at teams like, you know, the Dolphins that we should have thrashed last week, but Tua was playing like his life depended on it because it did. Or the Jets that are just absolutely dog water. And those games were still stressful, but it's like this is the Saints.
Okay.
Nobody cares about the Saints.
Well, I mean, Saints fans care about the Saints. No, Jay, but that's a good take, buddy. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Maybe we feel different here, Kimmy, because for 17 years, we were the nail and everyone
was counting.
Else. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Nobody cared.
Well, like the last time I believe the Saints came into Buffalo, I think they beat us 41-10.
Oh, damn. That was the last time they were in Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean.
That was 1940 what?
I think it was 8 years ago.
Okay.
Drew Brees was there.
Oh.
I was at the game. I'm trying to remember. That was because the last time we saw them was in New Orleans for the Thanksgiving Day game 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah.
So it was 2021. Oh, no. Never mind.
That was the Thanksgiving Bills. Day.
Yeah, that was the
Well, Kimmy's looking that up. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Chuck. Hey, Chucky. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Good morning, Pat.
Hey.
Hey, I don't think that immediately after the game, you know, you might be hyped. If you're in the stadium, you're going to be excited to see a blowout. But I think in the case of Buffalo right now, come Monday morning, everybody would be more talking about being 4-0 than how they beat the Saints up.
It's like I said, Tommy, they don't ask how. They ask how many.
Okay.
Yeah, when it comes to wins and sexual partners.
Stack them up.
Yeah, you got it. All of both of them.
Stack them up, baby.
All right, so, Chucky, you don't need star power in the opponent. You just want to watch the Bills go out and roll.
I enjoy seeing the star power or whatever. I prefer to be a challenging game and suspenseful, but.
Okay. All right, Chucky, you're insane, but thank you for the call.
Chucky's looking for a challenge. A Chucky challenge.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. You're right. If the game ends well,
yeah,
that is a better game.
Right.
But
that's what they're supposed to do. Like, there's not going to be a like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? If they blow them out or they win by 20 points, you're just going to watch a game.
But like, here's the thing. You know,
and it's got to be low. The ratings of this game have got to be in the pre-toilet.
Well, that's why it's only one of two Bills 1 o'clock home yeah. games this year.
I mean, especially, like you said, who cares about New Orleans right now?
Yeah, you're right.
The last time the Saints were at Highmark Stadium, November 19, 2017, they lost to the Bills 47-10.
Okay, wait. The Saints lost 47-10?
That was Drew Brees.
Are you sure?
That's what it says.
All right, maybe I'm misremembering things, which happens.
Okay.
I got hit in the head a lot. No, but, you know, it's funny you have this take that, you know, you want to see a really good game because even if the Bills lose, it's entertaining. Now, sorry to bring this up, Bills fans. All right. But, like, you go back to that AFC divisional game in Kansas City, the 13-second game. That was arguably the greatest football game in NFL history.
Right.
Like, straight up. Yeah. And I had come in the next morning, although forlorn, and said...
Saints won, sorry.
Okay, thank you. How dare you?
But they came back?
47-10. It was the Saints, not the Bills. I read it wrong.
Thank you, okay. By the way, can I get some props for remembering that score 8 years ago?
Yes, you, Rain Man.
Remember the whole getting hit in the head thing? No, look, yeah. I came in, although sad, and said that was the greatest game we'd ever watched. Yeah. And you sat here and go, no, it sucked. I don't care. I just wanted the Bills to win. It sucks, sucks, sucks,
yeah, because they were going to the Super Bowl.
Well, that was a divisional. And by the way, the Chiefs lost to the Bengals the next week, and that's the one Super Bowl they haven't been to in like 4 years. I don't know. Like, we have as we look at the next couple of games coming up,
yeah,
right? Like, we have the Patriots next week in primetime in Highmark Stadium. That roster's almost brand new, but they have Steph Diggs. You got a star there. Falcons Monday night the week after that.
They're not good.
Can you name a Falcon right now?
No.
Okay. Then after the bye, you go to Carolina to take on the Panthers.
That's like, cake.
Well, those are games where.
That is southern cake. Tasty cake.
It's going to be pineapple on top.
Oh, yeah.
But like the next three games, you're going to have to listen to the color guys to understand who the opposition players are that are actually talented and what you can expect for them. And again, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's three guaranteed wins here by the Bills. We've seen things happen before. I always make that argument, Kimmy, every year there is a holy crap, how did we lose that kind of game? Maybe that comes in the next couple of weeks. But you do feel a hell of a lot better walking into it.
Oh, sure.
Huh?
Well, you've got all the stars. You got all the talent.
252-WCMF. Let's take one more call. Mark's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, last time we played New Orleans, wasn't that the streaker game?
You might be right. The bearded, naked guy running across the field down 47-10.
Was that that game? Yeah, I remember the photo of that guy. Yeah,
I think he's right. I think he's right. Because my daughter saw a picture of it in the paper.
Yep, it was.
And thought that was me. Which, by the way, guy had a pretty decent body, so I appreciate that. Thank you. He did. Did you see the picture?
I didn't look at his body.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't look at the streaker's body.
I didn't look at his chiseled physique.
Look at the streaker's naked body.
Kind of looks like me. I'm in shape. I work out. I do kettlebell.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Baseball fields.
There it goes. Let's take a break.
Hashtag fit dad.
Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready. Should I get ready?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.